Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Urban Conversation. This is your host, Legale Marie, and I am joined by my co-host, Manuel Hill. How are you doing this evening, sir? Are you there? Can you hear us? Wow, are we having issues again? Hopefully, he's tapped in, so you should be able to hear. When you hear me, Manuel, say something because you're on. No sound? Not sure what's happening. This is ridiculous. Hello, hello, Manuel. Manuel, can you hear us? Or me, rather. Okay. Not sure what's happening. We actually did a test run per Blog Talk to make sure that all of the bugs were fixed. And okay, so I'm not sure why I cannot hear my co-host. Possibly hang up and call back in. We'll see if you can hear me. Let's try that. Just hang up and then we'll try to see if we can patch him in. A couple of you guys are saying that you're getting a busy signal when you're calling in. Keep trying. That's pretty much all I can say. So, okay, yeah. I'm actually looking at our open forum page, and my friend Jesse is saying he's calling again and again. He's getting a busy signal. In a sense, that's good because you guys are definitely calling in to listen and tune in. But everyone should be able to be patched in. So hopefully whatever is going on will get rectified. I have no clue as to what that issue is. So right now, just waiting to see if we're going to be able to patch my co-host back in. I'm waiting for his number to appear on the switchboard, and it has not, possibly because it's getting booted by some of you, the other callers that are coming in. At any rate, bear with us. We have a good show tonight that we've been actually trying to do for the past two Sundays. And Blog Talk, what happened is there's a new hi-fi system that they have, and apparently that has caused some issues, although it's a benefit in some other areas. As far as the online shows, in some areas it isn't so much. So they've been trying to work out the kinks with that. Can you, I don't think that, I don't think Michael, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Wow, well, all praise be to Allah and Blog Talk.
Oh, no, she's
dead. Oh, yes. I don't even ask. Anyway, well, I'm glad that you're finally in. I have people saying they're calling and they're getting a busy signal. So I basically have been rambling, trying to figure out what's going on. At any rate, those of you who are trying to get through, please just keep calling in. I do see on the switchboard that we have some callers that have gotten through. So those of you who are still having issues, all I can say is keep trying. You can also listen in via online. So you can follow the link and just tune in online. You don't have to call into the show. So anyway, hi, Manuel. How are you doing this evening?
Well, hello. I'm good. I don't have any complaints. Just relaxing, staying out of the Texas heat.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in heat right now. Every time I every time we go, wait, that didn't sound right.
Wait,
I said it.
What do you mean by you feel like you're in heat? Whoa. Ooh.
Because you said that you're staying out of
the sound. The sound of my voice. I mean, I don't understand what happened right there. I've been gone away for a little while. I'm just, hey, all right, excuse me. Here.
So that did not come out right. You said you felt like you said that you're doing good and you're staying out of the heat, and I was saying, right, I feel like I'm in heat because I'm hot. There's no way that I can say that to make it better. Yeah, so I'm just gonna.
You can't fix it.
I'm just gonna leave that alone. But temperature wise, I'm trying to stay cool. I have my ice water. You know, I drink water constantly. So if you hear me sipping, that's what I'm sipping on, is some water because it's hot. Anyway, we've been trying to, I was explaining that we've been trying to do this particular topic for the past two Sundays, but we've had issues with Blog Talk. I do want to reiterate that it's not me, it's not Manuel, it's nothing of our doing. I was saying that what happened is the system that they use, there is a new hi-fi thing, whatever, and it's supposed to give you better sound and all of these other benefits, but apparently it also caused a lot of glitches in other areas, namely people trying to call in and can't hear the audio as well as, you know, what happened with you. So you were able to call in, but you couldn't hear anything. And so I was letting them know that we did a test run on, what was that, yesterday, last night, I guess? I lose time. So everything was fine, and I'm glad it's fine now, and hopefully hopefully those that are trying to listen in will listen in. But we're not going to waste any more time. I wanted to, I want to talk about the crazy things that are in this world, like namely the crazy people. before we jump into the topic, I don't watch a lot of TV. You know that, Manuel. You know a lot of things about me. So I don't watch a lot of TV, but sometimes I'll get on Hulu and I'll just watch something that I haven't, you know, watched before, whatever, some crazy movie or something. But anyway, I ran across this, it's a Showtime series, and it's called, I don't know if it's still out, I have no idea, but it's called, what is it called? It's called The Seven Deadly Sins, right? Uh-huh. And it's, so basically, they're segments. The whole show is, you know, these different segments that are. It's basically like a documentary. You know, it's highlighting different issues that these people are having, these crazy situations. So, I want to tell you, and this is all what I'm about to share with you was all in one show, and I actually didn't finish watching it because my brain started to feel like it was dissolving in my skull. Like I, yes, it was that crazy. I felt like this is like the world that we're living in. So I'm gonna throw some of these at you, and I want you to give me your feedback, because I don't know. You have to tell me what you think. So anyway, one of the first segments was this black woman, and she weighs 700 plus pounds. And they were basically telling her story, and they brought in her lover, boyfriend, whatever. And he's, you know, average size guy, you know, nice, slim, you know, toned, muscular, whatever. And apparently there's this thing called feederism. And I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but I've never heard of it. And what? Feederism, F-E-E-D-E-R-I-S-M, feederism.
Okay.
And so,
I'm already assuming what this is. I'm already
So it's called feederism, and basically it's, he derives, I don't know how to say it. I mean, this is not like a,
pleasure out of overfeeding the woman.
Yes, he gets, exactly. And she's talking about how sometimes she would be full and he would, now mind you, she's 700 plus pounds. They stopped weighing at 700. So she's over 700 pounds. And she's talking about how, she's talking about how sometimes she would get full and he would just be like, no, no, eat some more. And they actually showed, you know, a little, gave the viewers a little visual insight into one of their little feederism sessions. And all I can say is, I don't know.
Let me kind of see, when you say feeder, I mean, I see what you're saying. The visual that you give, that's totally, absolutely just disgusting. Some normal-sized dude overfeeding some 700-something-pound woman. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But is there another side of feederism? Because, I mean, I might be a feederist if, depending on what we're discussing, I mean,
What do you mean? You might be into feederism.
I might be into that just a little bit, depending on what it is I'm trying to feed the woman. I mean, she doesn't have to. I'm not into big girls like that, but I might be a feederist. I believe.
No, I don't think so. I think to be into that lifestyle, the whole premise is that one person is overweight, because you have to look at it in the complete context of it. You know, he got off on, he said it, he they asked him to describe the sex.
Oh.
and I'm sure I wrote it down. He said, oh my God, I'm in tears because this is so ridiculous. He said it's like putting a peanut inside a marshmallow. And I don't know. I don't know.
You can't even get it out. He said it's like putting a peanut inside of a marshmallow.
That is the exact quote. He said it's like putting a peanut inside a marshmallow. That is their. Wow. That's describing their sex life.
He liked that. That's his thing. He digs that.
He loves that. He wants her to get bigger. He said on the show that. Yeah, he said that on the show. He wanted her to get bigger. When I say that, like, he feeds her, like, she's eating, I don't know what, you know, I don't do the fast food, but she's like eating buckets of chicken, and he's like off on his watch, and he likes to feed. They actually feed the over, you know, the over person, you know, that's part of the pleasure, is for them to feed, you know, not just watch them eat, but to actually, you know, feed them this stuff.
See, I'm into the feeding part, but not with buckets of chicken and big girls. So I think maybe I'm not a feederist, but you know, something like that.
Well, if anyone is
out there for everybody, I mean, if you can imagine it, there's somebody that's into it. I would have never imagined that, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, there's a few more that I'm going to throw at you. So that was just the beginning. I'm just going to give you a couple of more. But anyway, she has a website. I think it's like Miss Fluff. Or Miss Fluff Tom, for anyone who's interested and wants to, like, you know, I don't know what you want. You know, some people are weird and they like that stuff. So, yeah, her aim is to be like the largest woman. So I don't know who else is bigger than that, but yeah. So anyway, moving right along. Okay, now this one, I don't know. Let me see which one I want to tell you about. Okay, here's one. There, one of the stories that they highlighted was this guy, this white guy. He's probably in his mid to late 20s. And, you know, he appears to be, you know, just an average guy, whatever. You know, nothing wrong with him, you know, aesthetically that would make you say, oh, God, he's crazy. So his thing is that he likes to have sex with older women. Okay, that's not the crazy part. He's in his 20s and they and he's not exclusive to any of these old ladies, and they like know it. they're all good with it. So they actually showed what did you say?
How old are the women?
Okay, that's what I'm about to tell you. I'm gonna go from the oldest down. The oldest one that he has that he's doing his thing with is 90 years old. I should say was. I don't even know if the woman is still alive. No, when she 90 years old, and he was saying that the attraction, not just because they're older, he likes the wrinkled in the skin. He likes all of that that comes with bad aging, basically. And so this woman, I have to give her props. She was like, she was all there, like, you know, mind sees everything was working, and she was just sitting there with her droopy, wrinkly skin at 90 years old, talking about this guy makes her squirt, and I almost vomited when she said that.
You know what? No, wait, hold on. Okay. See, I always try to reason in why this stuff is taking place. So I think I found out. This dude might have a corner on a particular market, at least a nice place in a particular market, because if all these women are old, they all got life insurance policies that are coming up at some point. And if he got a roster of about four or five of them, and their life insurance policies is up in the 30,000s or plus, he's a beneficiary. I mean, hey, bro, I might have to, you know, just see if I can use about three of them, because, you know, it's not a lot of work you got to put in. You just surface three of these old ladies.
No, that's so disgusting for you to say
that. until they kick the bucket and you just lay on the back end. I mean, what's wrong with that? It's like a retirement. It's a retirement plan.
That's just not right. There's just a lot of stuff that, I mean, but
it's just a retirement plan, though. There are people who work in the sewer systems, right? And I don't find that work to be quite comfortable, but I'm just saying, if somebody can work in the sewer systems and make a living, why can't some dude be servicing old ladies in
he's
hopes
not
that
making
they
a, he's, no, he's not
I
making
bet,
a
bet,
living by it.
I bet you his name is on every one of their beneficiaries. I'm just getting something back into that.
Listen, you just freaky person. Listen, they were talking about how he does not take it easy on them. Like, he's not worried about breaking any bones or...
Oh, he's these women giving it to
them. He's giving it to them like they're young enough to take it. And apparently, like I said, this 90-year-old woman was talking about everything is still working and he makes her squirt. And I just, like, I didn't have an appetite, I think, even after talking about it right now, I just want to, just the idea of it is just weird. But the other women were, he had one that was in her 80s and another one that was in her 70s, and they were talking about, like, you know, he's choking and pulling hair and they're doing different positions, and I'm just like, it just made me... So it feels like, you know, abuse to the elderly. I'm like, what are you doing that to these old women? But he liked it, and they apparently liked it, and
he's getting paid. I bet you he's getting paid on the back end. I'm just saying.
I don't know, but he said he loves it. He loves the, you know, I don't know. I don't think there's a name for it. He just likes it. He likes, and he doesn't just like older women, like 10 years, 20. Years. He likes them like, you know, like they could have birthed out his grandmother. Yeah. Okay. This is another one. And this was like really strange. Like there's a company and it's called Femme Skin, FEMME Skin. And what this company does is they make this pretty, you know, basically it's like a body suit that's supposed to simulate skin to look like a woman. And they're like body. I couldn't make this up. So it's a company that actually sells women fish like body suits for men, for transgender men or gay men or just men who want to put on some skin and look like a woman. It has boobs and a vagina and everything. I promise.
Oh, what is that? Well, how are they gonna wear the fake vagina? How are they gonna wear that?
What they do is you get naked, you get naked, and then you pull this thing on, and it's like it looks like skin, but it's, you know, I don't know what the material is that it's made with, but it's, you know, probably something comparable to what they make dildos, you know, flesh like, you know, sex toys out of.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, so it's very pliable. It's like, you know, it's as close as they could get to it being like skin, and you just slip it on, and it has the head and everything. So when they put this suit on, it's like a full head-to-toe bodysuit with these boobs that are, you know, as real as they could get, and a vagina that's like sculpted.
That is disgusting. I mean, but you know, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. See, that one is not as surprising, especially in this age of transgenderism and everything that's going on. That's just the step before they actually get to the point where they actually make the big move and decide to go Bruce Jenner's route and go ahead and get it all taken care of. So they can jump
into
the...
Their company said that they actually... It's not just transgender people. Like, their highest, you know... the highest percentage of their clientele are like doctors and lawyers who are living heterosexual lives. Just like to, you know, you got to know who you're getting down with, because I'm just saying, it's crazy. So anyway, if anybody wants to check that out, it's called Femme Skin. We might have some listeners that are into that. They even said they had some of their clientele were, but you know, of course I did not find that at all. So I'm like, yeah, that's
no.
What I would have thought.
That's terrible. Like, that's the thing I've ever heard of. Like, this is just bad.
Yeah. So again, the show is called Seven Deadly Sins. I don't know if it's still on, you know, if they're still making new shows. I just caught that one episode. And I, just from that one episode, I was just like, are you serious? Like, it just blew my mind. Like, my brain is still recovering from the craziness that I saw. So I wanted to share it with you, because I know you would appreciate it.
especially the feederism. I kind of think that I might have a little thing in regards to that. And the old woman thing, I'm not so upset about it. I can kind of dig that a little bit if homie is doing it, you know, to make a, you know, collect a nice little lump sum on the back end of that. I'm not going to judge the man. I mean, hey, you know.
You're adding to the backstory. He had nothing about getting paid. He's sexually attracted to grandmothers. Accept it. Embrace it, Manuel. Don't try to twist it like you. Mm. Just he likes 1980. He likes wrinkly skin, so that's his thing. Just embrace it. Embrace it.
I'm not embracing that.
he likes it, and apparently it's like a thing. It's not like, you know, he's not like the only one. Like, this is a norm. This is like something that happens a lot. So, you know, I don't even want to talk about, like, you know, grandmothers getting it on like that. That's just, I mean, but you know what? I was kind of like, you know, hey, if they can still do it, and
yeah, why,
you know,
not? I mean, I'm not mad at them. I'm mad at him. Like, yeah. Like they do what they're saying. Like, you know, it's a plumbing, if the plumbing still works, you know what I'm saying? Hey, they're gonna need somebody to service them pipes. I mean, that is what it is. I'm just saying, if I'm gonna service them pipes, I'm getting paid. I need to be put down on the back.
Hold on, let me read you a comment that someone left on our page. This is my good. I'm just gonna give his name on Facebook. Down, he said, "What in the holy hell?" He said, "I tune in to hear some good old wholesome radio on a Sunday night, and wind up hearing about making 90-year-old squirt. Jesus, take the wheel!" Oh my God! Wait. Okay, he just made me choke. Why does it have to be Jesus take the wheel? Oh my God. Okay. I'm done. Wait a second. I'm going to cough and I need to hold on. Okay. We're going to get into the topic for tonight. And hopefully nobody was, no grandmothers out there offended if you do happen to hear this. Still getting it on and you're like 90s. I just want to know like what your secret is, because like I figure when you get to like 90, like it's a wrap from there.
If the juices are still flowing, somebody gotta stop them up. I'm just saying.
Ew. Okay. You say somebody's gotta stop them up. Ew, okay.
Yeah, of course.
You're just down for whatever. Anyway. Okay. So you wanna feed these women and get paid for having sex with
my feederism, we're talking about Kentucky Fried Chicken and burgers. That's not what we talk about when I'm discussing feederism. I got a whole different, something totally different that I'm trying to make sure they eat. I'm way different. I'm just saying.
I think the new saying for guys should be, "I want to put my peanut in her marshmallow." I think that that was so funny. I feel like a marshmallow? Or is he saying like her vagina feels like a marshmallow? Or is it like just because she's fluffy all over?
It's all of her fluffiness. It's the whole jelloey, gelatin, fluffy body, and him being so small in comparison, and he's rolling around in this Tempur-Pedic memory foam body material woman. Like, he's digging that. He's into that. You know what I'm saying?
You kind of sound like you've experienced that a little bit. Your descriptions are very good. You sure you haven't on some chubby? You sure you got a chubby chaser?
Yeah, I've had a moment or two with one that was a bit, you know. I've had moments in life, but not that big. Not 700 pounds. No, not even remotely close. But you know, I understand the description.
Okay, I'm gonna take this like to rated R real quick, and I want some of the men to answer because I've asked this before. But give me like just using one word, and not okay. So say. No, take the cue from how he described it. He said it's like putting a peanut inside a marshmallow. And you're saying that's like he's basically talking about the whole physical feel of her whole body. But what is one word? One word, like feel, like what does a word feel like when you insert yourself? Good word. It could be like a fool, like he said marshmallow. So don't like say, oh, it feels like heaven or it feels great or just like one good descriptive as to what does it feel like?
Butter.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Butter. So melted butter or just kind of soft butter?
No, melted, but not to where it's going to scald you, but good, melted, warm. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, butter, that's a good one. So we got marshmallow and butter. So as the show goes on, to any of the mail lists, and you can inbox me. A lot of people don't like to make comments on the actual page. So if you want to inbox me your answer, you can get it. I'll say it on air, but I won't give your name. So no issue. But if you want to just say it, put it on our page. Interested to know. Anyway, okay. So tonight we're talking all things love. Love, 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 love. Falling in love with someone that's not in love with you. A couple of weeks back, we posted the question, is it possible to be in love with someone who isn't in love with you? And I actually posed that question in a few different groups, as well as our Urban Conversation Radio group. And it seems like majority of the people say, yes, you can fall in love with someone who is in love with you. Is your answer yes question?
Absolutely yes, 100%.
So you feel like you can fall in love with someone who's not in love with you? Because if you play on that question.
I absolutely believe it. I'm going to say me personally, I wouldn't require that, you know, somebody else reciprocate that level of love for me to fall in love. And if the person meets my ideal and our relationship is developing in a way where, you know, she is ideal and it feels ideal without there being without the person expressing love or even without me knowing that they do love me or are in love with me, I can easily find myself falling in love with that person. Now, you might hope that they fall in love with you at the same time, but it's perfection. You know, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't happen that way. But it's way too easy to get rid of an ideal, which a lot of people do. So, of course, I can see it happening. No question about it.
Okay, so I'm going to give your answer. You said butter.
I wouldn't want to fall in love with somebody and they're not falling in love with me at the same time or whatever, but it's definitely possible.
Okay, here's my take on it. We'll get into it, section by section, and we'll just kind of dissect it from there. If I ask the question, this is my own personal, this is how I'm wired. So if someone asks me the question, could you fall in love with someone who's not in love with you? My answer would be no. And then here's why. The whole process for me, falling in love with someone, first of all, I don't believe that you just fall into it. Being someone on that level is partly chemistry, partly divine intervention, and it's built on a lot of decisions and choices that you make step by step. So for me to make decisions to say, okay, I'm gonna let this guard down and then the next guard down and then the next and the next, so on and so on, it would have to be mutually reciprocated. I would feel, because getting to that point where you let someone in on that level, it takes trust, it takes, transparency. And I just don't see, and I've never experienced it, so I'm only talking from my personal experience. I've never fallen in love with anyone who I didn't feel it was reciprocated. So that's just me. Now saying, have I been in love with someone who, didn't warrant it at, when things go back, in a marriage and things happen, I've stayed in love with, I guess to a certain extent, but not the, not in the beginning, not the whole falling in love. I just can't, I'm like, how are you going to fall in love? And they're not, if they're not giving you anything back, like you being in love with someone, you have to see them on a whole different level, right? That's like too intimate to just, oh, hey, I'm falling in this by myself. You're over there and I'm over here and I get infatuation, or okay, I can love you as a person, but be in love with you? I don't know.
See, that's where the balance can be thrown off. One person can be in fact, infatuated, whereas the other person has moved beyond the level of infatuation. And so without words being exchanged, like you said, you have safeguards to where, you know, you get to a certain level and you have these checkpoints. And some people, based on experience, they develop those. Sometimes people, based on experience, choose to just walk through life with, you know what, forget it. I'm just going to let what happens. And, you know, they don't have those safeguards up. So whatever feels good, they just roll with it and roll through it. And sometimes they're happy like that, sometimes they're not. So it depends on the individual, you know, and how they decide to go about it and how they decide to let things develop without asking any questions. I mean, sometimes people verbalize in stages, you know, they're feeling a certain type of way. So they communicate to the person in which they're having those feelings for, and then you want to make sure they're on the same level. But then you have some people who they don't even communicate those feelings. They just let the thing roll. As long as it's feeling good and as long as they're comfortable, they're going to let it keep going. And that's how one person might fall in love before another person, or not realizing that the other person isn't on that level. You know, I'm not saying that you're going to fall in love. You're not going to fall in love with, I don't know, some person who's just totally ignoring you, disrespecting you, putting you down, avoiding you. But if a person is into you and you're into them and you just so happen to be falling at a faster rate than them, I think it's definitely possible. I know it's possible. So, I mean, and
yeah, so you, some people, so that's not happened to you. You've done that.
Course,
you
fall, you,
well, okay. Yeah. So you knew that the other person wasn't in love with you, but you fell in love with?
Yeah. Because I allowed it to just go. I allowed it to just go based on the premise that this person wasn't showing me anything negative. Now, see, when a person displays something negative, then that's when you kind of, you know, step back in some cases. But think about it like this. We've known people to fall in love with people in different ages, stages, and places in life where they have no business falling in love with these people. I mean, you might have somebody who feels sorry for somebody on death row and they fall in love with them, or fall in love with the person who has a terminal illness, you know, and that person on the other side might not be falling in love with this person, but this person falls in love with this person. Sometimes it's not the reciprocation. Sometimes it's just that ideal person and the circumstances in the moment that causes one person to develop feelings and fall faster than the other. It's not a bad feeling. The only time it's a bad feeling to fall in love with somebody who's not in love with you is when you do display or you do let them know that this love is there and they don't recognize it and they don't treat you accordingly. Not saying that they have to fall in love with you, but they don't recognize that love and they just treat you as if you're anybody else, regardless of the feelings that you've shown and told them that you have. That's when falling in love with somebody else can really be detrimental, because they don't respect your feelings. They don't give you any special treatment, quote unquote, for your feelings. That can suck. That's not good.
I think that would definitely suck.
Like, there's nobody who would tell me they fell in love with me and I would just be disregarding of those feelings. Then I know I have to tread lightly and be respectful of those feelings. And that's what you would hope. That's what you hope for at the very least, if you fall in love with somebody and they're not in love with you.
Right. I think that's why you have to, even when you make, you know, the decision to love someone who is reciprocating that love, and you both start off great, you know, things can go south. So we all know that, you know, relationships can get bad, can end, but you know, so it's all about, you know, sometimes life just happens, and life, you know, life is not always going to be great. But in those beginning phases, I think it's, you know, it's definitely important to, you know, look at who you're letting those guards down with, and who you're, you know, allowing yourself to be, you know, open on that level too, because people, unfortunately, there are a lot of people who do take that for granted. And some people don't even know what love is. A lot of people are saying it's love when it's just infatuation and it's lust and it's just the excitement of the moment. And you know, I just have a biblical belief of love. And if I don't see those characteristics in myself towards a person, then I know that, you know, I don't love the person. But if I recognize those characteristics, you know, that it's long suffering, that it seeks to understand, and that it's not selfish, and, you know, it truly has a concern for the person, and all those things that should incorporate, right. You know, that you, and you do have to ask yourself, because we live, you know, in a world full of people who have crazy ideas, and everybody's doing their own thing, and everyone throws out, you know, stuff just, oh yeah, yeah, I'm in love, and then the next week you're like, hey, I thought you were in love with so and so. Nah, you know, they're bleep bleep and all, you know, all this crazy stuff. So, you know, I think it first begins with you, with the person. You have to, like, really kind of take that test within yourself and make sure that it is what you claim it is, or what you think it is, because, you know, lust is a strong emotion as well, and that was infatuation. So, yeah, I would like some feedback on that. I got a couple of people, Manu, well, I don't know if you're looking
at. I got a quick question for you. Have you experienced somebody being in love with you and you weren't in love with them?
I have.
How did you deal with that? How did you, you know, deal with that person and, you know, their feelings that had developed for you, and you did not have those feelings developed for them? I mean, I'm pretty sure, based on what I know about you, that you didn't just run roughshod over the person's feelings, totally dismissive, totally disregarding them.
No, I don't do that to people. I have a very deep respect for the soul and people. You know, I look at people as souls, and, you know, we were, you know, divinely created before we exit, you know, lived in these fleshly bodies. So I have reverence for that, and I don't want to be the wonder of anyone's soul. And so I don't, you know, I have to, you know, like I said, I had to take a step back and, you know, one, like, if you don't know me on an intimate level, like, I don't know, I'll give you two instances where this has happened to me. One, I don't feel like it really was love. I just personally don't see how it could be, you know, maybe loving me as a person, but being in love with me, this person, I feel like it was just, they were looking at the outer shell of me, because there was, you know, you have to really, like, get in my head and have, you know, interaction with me to know who I really am. You know, people have an impression of me just from seeing, you know, seeing me on the outside and things, you know, my work and so forth, and they may get this impression, but those people who truly know, like, I'm such a clown, and I'm foolish, and I'm, you know, I could be naive on certain things. I'm a nerd. I'm, you know, I'm a lot of stuff. And I feel like if you haven't experienced those things, you can't really be in love with me. You may be in love with an idea of me, but you're not in love with me. The other one who I truly believe that he was, because we were really, really good to each other. We never together or anything, but, you know, I just respected it, and, you know, I love him, and so it was like, you know, hey, but, you know, I don't like that uncomfortable stuff. Like, I don't even know why you asked me that. It just makes me
I know you ain't talking. I know. Hell no. You are not finna slide talking about asking the uncomfortable questions. What?
All I'm saying is, you know, we're good. It was never like disregarded, you know, what they felt. And if I could have reciprocated it, I would have, but I couldn't. Love to me is being in love, and love is very authentic. I gotta connect with you. For me to even say, like, I'm in love with you, I have to, like, I'm it's on a soul level, and I didn't have that. So I'm honest, but
right.
And, you know, that's all you can be. It's like, you know, you don't want to hurt someone, but at the same time, I can't leave anyone on, because you do that, and the person's gonna get hurt. You know, so.
No, I agree. But you said,
But you made a very good point about the first example, whereas you said the person was more wrapped up in the idea of you without really knowing you, or without knowing everything there was to know about you on an intimate level. And I think that happens more often than not in a lot of cases, where people think that they're in love with somebody, and it's the ideal or the idea that they fall in love with. So they might indeed be in love, but they're just not in love with you per se, as you know yourself and you know everything that there is to know about you.
So then it really isn't. So it really, like, take this for instance.
In their mind and heart, they're what they're feeling like. They're feeling like they're in love. They're caught up. You know, in that moment, they're caught up. They might be fools, but they are caught up. They might be fools, but they are.
But feelings and emotions are different. And feelings are those, you know, things that just come with the wind. Emotions are much more and have more depth. And I've had, you know, so this has happened. I do a show. I promote my shows. I'll, you know, put them on Facebook and other outlets that I use. And I have men who will come just to the show with this idea. Okay, I'm going to meet in person, and they'll come to the show and, you know, be completely surprised at the depth and the intellect that is. I don't know what God, I don't know what some men are thinking. Some men think I'm like, I don't know, like I'm like this, you know, like, oh, pretty women are, I'm going by what their words are, like they're just, there's nothing going on upstairs, and that's so far from who I am. And so I've had men approach like that and want to, you know, keep pursuing this idea of, oh, you're the, and I'm just like, how can I be the one? I don't, my soul doesn't even recognize you. Like, you can't be for me if my soul doesn't recognize you. And you, all you're seeing is, you know, like I said, just the stuff that you create. I don't like to create ideas about people. I want to see people for, you know, for who they are. So, you know.
And that's the thing. And that's where those people are limited as far as their experience. You know, sometimes they... Because imagine this. Imagine if you have this idea for a person or the individual that you could see yourself being in love with, but you never actually come across that idea. So, you know, in life, if you're doing all that searching for this ideal person, you can fall in love with that idea of a person based on, you know, whoever personifies those ideals. So you might very well personify those ideals as far as they know, and they just get wrapped up in it. They get caught up in legal fake. What do you know what I'm saying? I don't know how many victims you got on the street.
And Legale, what did you say?
Legale's wake. And you probably got a lot of victims out there. You got a lot of victims out there, boy. I don't know, boy.
No, I don't. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Wake. I think I'm going to coin the phrase. You got a lot of victims out there, boy.
I need you to not coin that phrase. that's not even something good. No, I don't. I'm pretty reserved, and I don't let a lot of people. I don't play those games of, you know, people. The people who know me know that they know me. That's my motto. If, you know, I don't have to. That's just what it is. People that don't know me, you have a clear understanding that you don't know me. To know me is to have my attention, and to, for me to let you into my craziness and to feel, you know, feel free enough to do that. Like, you know, when I'm with my family, and my family is like whoever is in my blood or my close friends, you know, that's my family. And, you know, when I'm free to be crazy around you or goofy, that's how you know you got me. If I'm always reserved with a person, you don't know.
Right,
me.
Right. Right. I understand that. I totally do understand that. They're, and I think everybody can identify with that. There are certain people where you let your hair down around, and if I ain't let my hair down around you, you don't know me. So I agree with that. I understand that.
Yeah. So you got to know somebody before you start dropping all of that. Cause I a lot of ladies, you know, I've talked to, and, you know, they'll come and, you know, talking about, you know, their issues. And, I remember one, this was a while back, and she was this, I love them. I'm in love with them. And, you know, I'm very analytical, like asking the questions, I don't go by these timelines. Like, I just, I don't, you know, people can say like, oh, you got to know somebody this amount of time. And I don't believe in that, because I feel like if it's authentic, something that you don't have, you can't reach inside your soul and stop your soul from connecting with someone else's, if that's what's meant to happen. And it takes a lifetime to get to know someone. So sometimes you just connect with someone, and I've heard those stories, and I think it's beautiful and it's great. So I don't say, you know, I don't get it caught up in like, oh, it hasn't been 2 years since you, I don't do all of that. But I do ask the question, you know, those pertinent questions. And she was just like, you know, she was thinking that she was in love with this man. And I was like, you know, what do you love about him? She couldn't answer. And, you know, she wanted a relationship and everything, and that there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm like, you know, if you're in love with him, tell me what it is that you're in love with him about. If you can't answer that, like, why do you love the person? You know, really ask yourself what it is about them that evokes something inside of you that's positive, that makes you, you know, that draws you to them. Because if it's just, right, you know, they're cute, or, you know, make you smile, or, you know, every once in a while, that's not enough to tap on the word love, you know. And of course, you know, nothing happened with it, because the guy, of course, wasn't loving her. You know, it wasn't love anyway. It was, you know, it was just, I don't know, it was a desire to have love, which can be very strong as well. But, right, you know, we just have to examine ourselves and know why we're saying what we're saying, and make sure that it is what it is. And I think that just comes with wisdom and a lot of introspection. And
I agree with that in principle. Yeah. I agree with all that in principle, because, like I said, there have been times where I've had someone, you know, hey, I love you, I'm in love with you. And I'm like, wait.
I'm like, nah,
you can't. I'm like, you don't know enough. You haven't experienced enough, and we're not vibing. But I mean, I do take that with caution, because I don't like to. I don't personally like to tell anybody how they feel, but I won't take it. You know, I mean, I won't be dismissive, and I won't just run over somebody's feelings. But based on everything that you just said, in my mind, I'm like, yeah, this can't be possible. This person is on something else. They can't quite possibly do.
Yeah, I learned many, many years ago in ministry to never give someone advice or give them feedback on their issues until they ask. And people, you know, and I practice that in ministry. But once you ask me, you open up the floodgates, and I'm going to tell you whatever I'm discerning and whatever my insight is pulling me towards. And so, you know, I don't go around saying, oh, you don't feel that. That's not what you think, because, you know, that's none of my business. But if you come to me and you ask me, then I'm gonna go into that zone and really look at what you're saying, and then give you, you know, my honest feedback. And so that was that situation. She was honestly asking, you know, what do you think? And I'm like, that's not love. We need to be critical thinkers when it comes to things and matters of the heart. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're just going, you know, like this, you know, a piece of paper in the wind flying in every direction, you're not going to have those real solid relationships. All my relationships, my friendships have been 20 plus years. And in each of them, I went with what I felt in my soul. I don't go by what I feel. I go by how I connect with the person on that soul level. And if I get to that place where I can't conceive of myself being without that person's presence in my life, and other tests that I take myself through, you know, that's how I know. But, and it's worked, because those people, you know, have remained. Now, relationships, they get bad. But every man that I've ever been in love with, I still love, so.
Right.
How many people can say that?
No, and I do think that's the way it's supposed to be. When you develop those bonds aren't easily broken, and they aren't broken because things don't necessarily work out. You know, the relationships might not be there, but the bond is never really broken. And to give a good example of that, it's why some people cannot be friends with those that they've been in love with, because while they might want to be, they still hold on to something, or something in them doesn't quite reconcile with the fact that it's no longer a relationship. So they can't be friends. They can't reconcile that. And that's another indicator that something was there that wasn't just, I mean, it was that serious and deep for them to where they can't communicate with that person or can't be with that person outside of the guise of a relationship or something more meaningful. And I used to think that that was crazy, but, you know, I've understood that, you know, when some people have expressed it, like, no, I still hold on to so much of this person to where I don't want to be involved with them if I can't have them in the capacity that I feel that I need them, because it would only invoke certain emotions, and how do I get beyond those? I can't, so I won't try to. I'd rather just know that we had what we had. I'll live with what we don't have and move on in life.
Yeah, it sounds like they need to heal, you know. And, healing, you know, that's a process as well. And, you know, I respect that. Like, they're, you know, some people, you know, and some people it's just not healthy for them to be, you know, in any kind of capacity in your life. You may still, you know, love them and wish them the best, but, you know, sometimes people are toxic and they don't need right. to, you know, you don't need to have them in your space, and you don't need to try to, you know, be something to them that is not going to be healthy anyway. So, yeah, I can love you from a distance and not, you know, not want you in my space anymore. So,
right.
Yeah. But just off the topic really quick, I don't know if you read it, but I got two guys, they inboxed, and one said cream cheese and someone else said melted chocolate. And that was the question I asked at the top of the hour for those that are listening that may just now be tuning in. I don't think I want to repeat the question. now I'm feeling a little funny about the question, but for those that did hear the question, and do you agree? Cream cheese? That doesn't seem cream right cheese, to me.
I can kind of understand. This is the one thing that's missing from cream cheese, butter, or anything that kind of has a more of a creamy substance. The one thing is we're missing the retractive characteristics that the vagina has that none of these things have. Because yeah, these things have the smoothness, they have the moisture and everything else, but they don't retract. They just kind of lie dormant once you stick something inside them, spoon, straw, finger, whatever. Ain't no retraction. No, there's no retraction, no response or reaction. So that's where the description is very hard to come across. That's why my favorite term is spasm chasm. I mean, I know it sounds gross, but it is what it is.
It's what? Say that again?
Spasm chasm.
Spasm? I don't even know what that is. I'm sorry.
The spasm chasm.
Oh, spasm. Okay, I'm sorry. And I'm also, hold on, let me stop you right there. I'm Dominique. Hopefully she doesn't mind me saying her name on air. This is funny. They're on our open forum page. She said, Manuel, she said you ain't got here. I think that's to your comment where you said if you can't let your hair down with the person, then they don't know you. She said, you don't have any hair. You don't have any hair, Manuel.
I know I don't, but you know, it's the phrase.
I'm sure she knows. She's clowning with you. And yeah, I know. Go said, Manuel hit them with the classic Snoop Dogg line. You don't love me, you just love my dog. And then Dominique says, most people are really in love with the idea of being in love. Yes, which we mentioned earlier, completely agree. It is seeked after an infatuation, and a genuine like for a person is misconstrued to be love just because we wanted it that way. Amen. And that's exactly what we were saying earlier. Totally agree with you, Dominique. And Ghost said, what kind of cream cheese? Philadelphia, I'm done. What kind of cream cheese? Philadelphia. What other kinds is there?
I mean, you got some off-brand stuff. You got the name brand stuff. You know, hey, I'm just saying. I mean, I won't mind to be name brand if there's anything.
I don't know. So you agree with the melted chocolate? I can see melted chocolate more so.
But we need to find a way to describe something that retracts. I mean, what, there's nothing that retracts, that expands and closes and expands and closes with every, I'm short of words, stroke. You know, there's nothing that has those characteristics in the food kingdom that I can think of. So using food to kind of explain it is kind of, you know, leaves you with too many, you're missing something that's more descriptive or more apt to describing what it feels like.
I guess it is pretty hard to just use it with one word. Okay, let me read this because I love him. Leroy, this is my, he knows, this is my love. He said, the phenomenon is mostly driven by the media agendas, sensationalizing sells. So true, that's very true. But true love is not the abstract noun that's popularly romanticized. It's a verb. When you love someone, you do things, not as much because you want to as it is a need, a compulsion, a drive. It's not just the emotional wave, but the life of action behind it. Oh, that is so true.
I like that.
Yes.
You gotta go back and grab that and make a quote of that one and drop that one, you know.
That just made me feel warm inside.
Wait, whoa. What's going on around here? Between you being in heat and warm and fired and cream cheese and chocolate, like, what is going on? What have you got going on in New York? Like, what's going on in New York?
That was just so eloquently, but he does that. He just puts it just right. Thank you, Leroy. I completely agree. And you know what? And that's the thing, like looking at the actions of the person, if they are taking you into consideration and how you feel on things and you know, thinking before they do things, you know, having that thought, okay, is this going to be something that hurts him or bothers her, or you know, all of those things are aspects of love and should be characteristics in love. I just, you know, it just is what it is. And if you don't have that, if you don't have a conscious, you know, thought towards the person that you say you love, then I can't believe that that's what it is. So again, thank you, Leroy. That was awesome. Awesome sauce. Okay. So love, what else are we talking about? What is infatuation? Like I know the definition, but I want some feedback.
Infatuation is when everything is ideal, and everything is just, everything is ideal. It's the beginning phase. The person looks the way you want them to look. They smell the way you want them to smell. Talk the way you want them to talk. Their ideal circumstances in life allow everything to kind of coalesce into an arrangement that you guys both find convenient. And it just seems borderline perfect. I hate to use the term perfect, but it seems perfect. So you just locked into the phase where you believe that anything and everything is possible. And that's the fact. That's infatuation. Maybe not Webster's dictionary version, you know, of it, but that's infatuation.
No, I don't want the Webster. We know the Webster. We know the definition of the word, but yeah, what you said is good.
Right, you're caught up in that moment, not even thinking of, at that point, you're not being a critical thinker. That's what infatuation is. You are locked in and you can't think critically because this is the best thing ever. When give it a few months, give it a calendar, and you'll be like, wait a minute, what? You know, if you move too fast on infatuation, you can find yourself in a really bad situation. I think a lot of people have experienced that in life. They've moved on infatuation and come to find out, yeah, this is not exactly what I thought this would be.
Yeah. And because you're looking, and people have the issue of looking at things from the aesthetic viewpoint, you know, it's a natural human thing to do is to look, you know, on the outside, and you have to really train yourself to look deeper, look beyond that surface stuff and really, you know, see the person for who they are. And, you know, infatuation doesn't embrace flaws and it doesn't embrace right. You know, those shortcomings, and that's a big indicator, you know, to know what you're feeling. You know, if that person has to be in this presentation of perfection, that's not love, because love, you know, embraces and understands the flaws and it accepts it. And, you know, infatuation is looking for something that, you know, like you were describing, that's, you know, perfect, an idea. and none of us are perfect. And so when someone is looking at you in that light, you know, you have to know that they're trying to put you into an idea that they've created versus getting to know who you are as a person and accepting your beauty that has flaws and imperfections, as we all do. So
I'm pretty close.
You're pretty close to what? Being perfect?
Yeah.
We're going to have to pray for you on that, okay? Because that's not... Can me and the listeners, let's just have a moment of silence for prayer for Mommy. So sometimes he just, I don't know. No one is. I hate that word. And someone said that. It's so uncomfortable because that's not. You're awesome. You're definitely awesome, but there's no one's perfect. And I know that you clowning and you know that. So,
yeah,
if that's how you feel, you do you. just don't say that anymore around people. you don't want people really thinking that you think you're perfect.
I'm just kidding. Don't pay me no mind. Absolutely not.
What areas are you perfect in all areas?
I'm like at a 98 percentile. I'm working on 2%. Once I get that in check, man, I'm just kidding.
That's awesome.
I know, right? A 98 percentile. Right.
Of the 98 percentile of perfect people, that's you. I think I'm probably like, I don't know. I wouldn't even dare. That's just so retarded. Don't nobody inbox me about saying the word retarded either. We're not censored on this show, so we can pretty much say what we want to say. So I wanted to say that that's retarded, and I'm just talking about that sentiment, not people. So, okay. I'm sorry, I'm looking at an inbox message. I'm not going to read that. I should say this guy's name because that's not even appropriate. I think I'm okay. Moving on. I want you guys to also know that you can inbox Manuel. It seems that I get all of the inbox messages. But please, I just want to make sure that I put this out there. Manuel is the other host of this show. And you, I just got like a really like ridiculous, creepy message. And I'm thinking that I'm going to read it and also say this guy's name. I don't know who this is. I don't know. What say ye, Manuel? Should I read this and then put the person on
blast? Oh, yeah. Girl, it's after 10 o'clock. You better read this stuff.
I'm sorry, it's
9 o'clock. It's after 9 o'clock. You got to read it, girl. Read it.
But what if it's someone that you know?
I don't give a damn. You read about feederism. We talked about feederism. Like, really? We talked about young dudes banging 90-year-olds and making them squirt. We doing stuff in the read what this dude's talking about. Read it.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, I made it. You know, I'm too nice to do that. I was tempted, but we'll see. When it does get later, I do get a little, my filter does start to, it removes itself hour by hour. So anyway, so we're talking about love, and I'm going to take you to a couple of the answers that were given on this topic on our open forum page. If you have not joined yet, make sure you do. It's Urban Conversation Radio on Facebook. You can also join us on Blog Talk Radio, Urban Conversation. anyway, so the question again was asked, can a person be in love with someone who isn't in love with them? Eddie Williams, actually my cousin, so I know he doesn't mind me saying his name on air. He said, it's not a healthy lifestyle, but yes, and it happens more often than you think. I agree. You agree? I know you agree. Robert, who's also a friend of mine, and I know he won't mind me saying his name on air, he said, happened to me. The feeling is worse than 150 paper cuts to the eyeball. Wow. That would hurt. 150 paper cuts to the eyeball. So he said, imagine finding out Santa, the Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny, and Mr. Clean don't exist at the same time. Much worse than that. Okay. Let's see. And so basically everyone said yes, yes, yes. Of course. And Ricardo said, of course, there are a bunch of people in relationships and marriages like that. Heck, I was even in one. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah. So a lot of people said yes. So the one person that I think, yeah, let's see. One of the ladies said, I just had this conversation. I can only love as much as I have. If someone has refused to give himself to me, what is there to fall in love with? I may love him, but who he is, I may love him and who he is, but being in love for me requires surrender on both parts.
And I think that's what you described a lot. I think that's what you described as your experience. There's that rendering that needs to take place on both sides in order for it to go the way that, you know, based on your experience. I agree with that.
Yes, but, you know, I don't want to put it, you know, make it seem like I don't know, you know, what heartbreak is. I definitely do. I know how it feels to definitely to love someone and be in love with someone and not, you know, have those positive elements there anymore. And, you know, so it is, it's a bad situation. We, you know, have to be careful. So, yeah, so that was. Someone said cream cheese or butter, question mark. So if you're listening in, Kevin, the question, Manuel, post the question again. I don't want to ask it again. Some people, I guess, are tuning in a little late and they don't know what we're talking about.
Okay, I'm gonna...
Kevin.
What happened?
Felix, he said cream cheese or butter. He doesn't know. I don't know. I think he's asking, like, what are we talking about? Well, Kevin, I asked the question because of something that we talked about at the top of the hour. For the men to give a one-word descriptive on what a woman felt like, because we were talking about feederism. Oh, you did? Okay, great. Thanks. See how you know you're helping. Oh, but what I was gonna say is make sure you guys. Inbox Manuel Hill. That's his name. Okay. Manuel Hill. You can inbox him. I know. I don't know. I think people, they must feel more comfortable inboxing me because you don't ever get the inbox questions. And I would like you to get some of them. So Manuel Hill, he is on Facebook. He is the co-host of this show. You can send your questions or remarks to him. Manuel, you're not as good as, like, being on there during the show, like, checking,
what people are saying. I think that's how they miss me. I'm not on the
show. Oh, and that's exactly. Yeah, Dominique said he doesn't check his messages. And Dominique, I'm going to work on that. We're going to fix that. Manuel is going to check his messages. And he's going to be logged into Facebook while we do the show as well. So I don't get all of the messages coming to me. But I'm not saying that you guys can definitely, I don't mind you inboxing me. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just telling you, feel free. He won't bite unless you give him permission.
There we go. There we go. Wait. I won't bite ladies unless you give me. I ain't trying to bite you damn dudes. Y'all keep, there's no... No feederism for the guys. Feederism is only for the lady.
I don't think anybody thinks that you want to bite a guy.
These days, you got to make it clear.
Ew, I guess so, yeah. Okay, so I think we put out, I think it was some good points of view on this topic. as far as love. I mean, that's such a complex topic, and, you know, it's kind of, you know, people have their ideas of what love is, and you know, so in the end, you just need to make sure that you're connecting with someone who has the same ideology about what love is that you do. Because some people are like, love don't mean that. I'm like, okay. All right then, what it mean to you? So, you know, having those conversations with someone that you are potentially going down that road with is definitely something that you should do. Do you agree, Manuel?
I definitely agree. Absolutely.
So Manuel, you tried to put me on blast. So you tried to, you know, kind of throw me out there. Let me ask you, so you know what love is and all of that. Are you in love?
I absolutely am.
You're currently in love with someone.
I am currently in love.
We're not talking about your kids.
No, I'm not talking about my children. I'm not totally in love, and the person is absolutely ideal. They're awesome, you know, amazing person, great person. I won't use the term perfect to describe the person, but you know, I will describe the person as, yeah, you know, my ideal. I find the person to be very ideal. Some might refer to that person as perfect, or might find them to be perfect, but you know, I refer to them as ideal. Yes indeed, I am in love.
That is beautiful. Wait, I need to find the clapping for that. These sound bites, I'm so goofy. I crack myself up with these sound bites because it's just funny.
You're excited about them damn things.
I do. You know, a lot of things get me, well, no, a lot of things don't get me excited, but the things that do get me excited get me very excited. So, and I do get excited about the sound bites because it's funny. But anyway, that was very sweet, though. I think someone can be perfect for us, you know, not saying that they're like a perfect person, but I think you know, finding someone that you just feel, you know, you feel like they get you and you mesh and you connect. I'm such a romantic. I totally believe in that. No matter what level of like hurt or anything, I believe in love, and it's beautiful. And you know it's beautiful because you're experiencing it. So,
right.
Anyway, so anybody else that wants to share, you know, I think a lot of times we talk about like the negative side of it, and especially with media and so much. So many of the things that we're inundated with day to day, and you can just get on Facebook and see people, you know, you have women that are dogging out men, all men are dogs and don't trust them. And then you got guys talking about, you know, you can't trust these hoes and so forth. But if you have a beautiful, you know what I'm talking about. You see and it's just, you know, it's just negative. And, you know, so if you have, you know, I want some feedback on the positive side of love, because love is not any of those things. People mess up relationships. It has nothing to do with
love. Oh, did they cut us off?